All right, let's sit back and enjoy this one. Hunter Strickland joins us. And, Hunter, it is early morning out here. It's a little chilly, but you and I are sitting here. But it's quite nice, isn't it?
Beautiful out here, yeah. We just walked out, and like I said, it was cool breeze morning, you know, and feels great, ready to go.
Tell us about your winter, what you were working on this winter, because you're getting older now. And, you know, you've been in spring training for a while, so what is winter like for you?
It was pretty relaxed, actually. You know, I just went back home to Georgia, spent time with some family. You know, I got a little girl that's growing up pretty quick now, so she definitely kept me busy. On the flip side of things, it was, you know, I would do my workouts, and then I'm actually starting a new hunting company with my brother, so definitely staying busy.
Yeah, now you're talking my language, a hunting company. Now, you have had some business interests before. You've been doing some things. Bring us up to date on what you do off the field.
Right, no, definitely. You know, as we were speaking earlier, you know, I think that, you know, we realize that this game could end at any time, you know, as far as I've had two surgeries. You know, and, you know, this is a short period of time in our life where, you know, we have to do it as long as we can, but we also got a plan for the future. And, you know, that's one thing that I'm doing with my brother is, you know, something that we're passionate about, you know, other than baseball, and trying to set up the life for after baseball. And, you know, so we're working with some great companies, creating a new waterfowl hunting clothing line, and just different gear and products that targeted towards the waterfowl hunting industry. And, you know, like I said, just definitely staying busy with that.
I think it's a great story. When did you get interested in waterfowl?
Honestly, back in high school, you know, I've been hunting birds for a while now, but it didn't start until, you know, one afternoon when me and my buddy stumbled upon some ducks in a swamp, and, you know, we tried to come up with a plan to figure out how we're going to start hunting them, and then the next morning we had a pretty successful hunt, and then, you know, it's been nonstop since.
You know, and I think of duck hunting. You know me, the only thing I ever saw growing up was a squirrel. Mm-hmm. So in Brooklyn. But, you know, there's a duck blind and sitting in it and getting out there early in the morning. Do you do that?
Oh, yeah. There's multiple ways you can do it. You know, you can hunt from a boat. You can hunt in the duck blinds. You go and stand in the swamps in your waders. There's multiple ways you can do that. You know, back home in Georgia, it's more so hunting in swamps. So you're standing in water waist deep. You know, chest deep, wearing your waders and whatnot, so to keep you warm and dry. But, you know, that's typically the way we did it back in Georgia growing up. You know, fortunately now I can, you know, travel around different places and, you know, hunt in different areas. I actually went out to California this past year, and that was one of the funnest times I've had.
What did you do in California?
I actually met up with a former teammate, Andrew Susak.
Oh, sure.
We went to one of his places and hunted in one of the duck blinds, actually. You know, and it was just a blast, you know. And, you know, more so than just the hunting aspect of it, you know, I think it's more the camaraderie of hanging out with, you know, like-minded people and people that enjoy the same interests as you. And just, you know, that as far as the waterfowl hunting, you can be a little bit more mobile and loud, so to speak. You know, growing up whitetail hunting, you gotta sit still and quiet, and you're not talking. But, you know, waterfowl, you can cut up and have a good time, and I think that's one thing that really interests me about it.
Yeah, great story from Hunter Strickland. I enjoy this. Yeah, I was going to ask you that. What do you do? Because it's early in the morning, and you're sitting there, and who knows when the ducks are coming?
No, for sure. You know, you got to anticipate. Well, you know, you never know when they're going to come, but you got to be ready when they do. You know, but yeah, you can go out there, you can cut up, you have a good time, you pack some breakfast, and, you know, you just enjoy the wild.
Boy, I love it. All right. Now, let's say you're lucky enough, and I say it's ducks. Am I right in ducks?
Right. Ducks, okay. Geese, all those sorts of things.
All right. So at least I'm in the right fowl here. All right. So now you get a couple. How do you get them? In other words, do you have a dog that goes out and gets them? And they're in the middle of somewhere.
Right. No, they're typically in the water. You got to either wade out there and get them yourself. If you don't have a dog, I do have a chocolate lab that, you know, I've been working with, and she loves it. She'll go out there and fetch them up, and you know. But if she's not, then we're responsible for it. We're the bird dog, so to speak.
All right. So now you get the duck, and then what do you do with it?
Right. Well, you can only shoot a limit. You know, different states have different limits, or whatnot. And so you shoot your limit. Once you're done, you go get the birds, obviously, and then go back to camp, clean them up, package it. You know, package the meat, and you know, get ready to cook it.
And how do you cook a duck?
There's multiple ways. I like to actually wrap it in bacon. You take the breast out, you wrap it in bacon, jalapeno, and then you grill it and smoke it. You can do multiple things. You can make duck jerky. I mean, it's pretty tasty.
All right. Now, Andrew Susak, of course, we enjoy him, and, of course, he was with the Brewers. Now he's with the Orioles in spring training. But other teammates that go on this with you, anyone else?
Yeah. I mean, this past offseason, it was just him. I hunted with some other outdoorsmen, other friends across the country. But, you know, a couple of guys that I grew up with back home. You know, but I know that there's a couple of guys in this organization on this team. You know, Buster has his own duck farm. Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys get out and enjoy, you know, just seeing the birds fly or getting out there and hunting them, you know, and cooking them up and having a good meal for your family.
Well, it's relaxing, I imagine. You know, the stressful life that you have for 6 months. So, you know, every time you walk in, there's 40,000 people looking at you, and you don't walk into just nothing. You walk into trouble right when you come in. So, I imagine this is a relaxing part for you.
No, it's definitely peaceful, and you know, it brings me back to my roots back home. You know, this is what I grew up doing, you know, and I remember going out there with my dad and brothers when I was a young boy, you know, and so it just brings back those memories, and that's kind of where the roots began.
What kind of weapon do you use to get the ducks?
12-gauge shotgun, typically, but yeah, just a shotgun in general.
Okay. Boy, fun. I'm just thinking the images as I'm talking to you. What's the most interesting thing you ever hunted? And have you mentioned the white-tailed deer, is that it?
White-tailed deer.
What's the most interesting thing?
I think I would say last year the most challenging but successful hunt I've been on was a elk hunt out here in Arizona. Me and my younger brother went out there, and he was filming the whole thing, you know, and we were with a couple buddies, you know, and it came down to the wire to the last day, and we ended up, you know, having a successful hunt and, you know, bringing back a ton of meat to fill the freezer with. You know, but that was definitely challenging on your body, mentally, physically, everything. You know, freezing cold weather, whatnot, hiking up these mountains with, you know, a lot of weight. So it was definitely a challenging hunt, but it was fun and definitely a memory.
Now, do you have to be quiet for an elk hunt? How do you find an elk?
Yeah, you do. I mean, it's typically a little different than whitetail hunting. You got to go out and you got to get on top of mountains and kind of use your glass and your own binoculars and scopes and stuff and spot them out. And then, you know, you definitely have to ease in. You got to stalk them in and, you know, just kind of ease in on them and get a close, clean shot is what you got to do.
Wow. Does it usually take you just one shot to get it?
I hope so. You know, I mean, that's the biggest key is we're not trying to, you know, we respect the animals. You know, we're out there and, you know, we're not trying to just take lives just for the heck of it, you know, just for a sport. We're actually feeding our families. We're actually, you know, we're not leaving any meat behind. We're taking it. And, you know, if we're not eating, we're donating it to shelters or whatnot. So, but we do respect the animals, and we do respect, you know, hunting itself. And so our ultimate goal is to, you know, make a successful shot so no animal suffers.
All right. Very good. Well, it's great to talk. I love this, sir. You know that. We've done this a few times. I love hearing these stories. Let's talk a little baseball with you. What's the spring like for you? I saw you first adding a lot of sliders, a lot of sliders. And is this something you're working on this spring?
It is, definitely. You know, I think this is the time to for sure work on those things. You know, and I think that we all know, you know, fastball is my pitch, but, you know, I definitely need something to hone in and have that other pitch to put in these hitters' minds and to be another threat, whether it's a righty or a lefty. So that is definitely something I'm working on. I've been working on it all off season and just trying to fine-tune it here and get ready for the season.
Good. Boy, nice to have Hunter Strickland with us. All right, go back to hunting for a second. If you could go on the most exotic hunt you could think about, the fantasy hunt, what would it be?
I, for some reason, I've never been to Alaska, but I always wanted to go. And, you know, God willing, I can play this game for a long time. And once I retire, I plan on going to Alaska and doing a, like a moose hunt.
Ah.
So it just seems interesting to me, and I've heard a lot of people say that that's the most beautiful place you'll ever see, so I definitely want to go experience it.
All right, very good. Let's go back to your business a little bit. Give it a plug. How do people find out about it?
It's actually, I mean, we have a Instagram handle, a Twitter handle. It's Avi's Hunting, and avishunting.com. We have a couple of, you know, just branded apparel products, hats, T-shirts, whatnot, things like that. But we're actually working with some really great manufacturers, you know, and creating the main products as far as gear bags, jackets, waders, you know, and so forth. So that's definitely coming. We're planning to launch September 1st for that, for those products. So it's definitely progressing.
All right. Well, we'll keep it in mind when we get to the end of the summer. We'll get you back on there. What about a duck call? Can you do a personal duck call, or do you need an instrument?
No, I'm not too good with it doing a personal one. I definitely need the actual duck call, you know. And we're not making those personally from our company. We have a lot of other great companies out there that make some pretty good ones, and we're not trying to compete with them. You know, we're just trying to stay on target with our products.
Yeah. And well, what makes a good duck call?
I mean, you know, it's just everybody has their preference. I think I like more of the raspy sound, but you know, I mean, obviously, whatever one sounds most like a duck is the best one. So, because that's what you're trying to do is bring them in closer so you can make that clean shot.
Well, if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, I guess it's a duck.
There you go. I agree with you.
Hey, great to have you on as always. I appreciate the time. It's a lot of fun to talk to you. And as I say, you come into some tough situations, so relax and get ready for this season. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate it.
Very good. That's Hunter Strickland. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.